1.2 billion usernames and passwords, 500,000 email addresses. That's how much data, according to the New York Times, that a Russian crime ring has stolen from people around the globe. Joining me to discuss what's being called the largest cyber hack to date is WNYC's Alex Goldman. He's a producer for On the Media and co-host of the podcast TLDR, which means in internet speak, too long, didn't read. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Amy.
So I'm figuring my username, my password somewhere, somehow on some site is probably part of this data grab. Do we know who the perpetrators are, their names, their affiliations? Are they working for the Kremlin? Are they working for themselves? What's going on here?
We don't know their names. We do know that they are not affiliated with the Kremlin. While the internet allows sort of decentralized, anonymous people to work in tandem to do this kind of thing, this is actually a group of people, according to the folks that broke this news, who's called Hold Security. They are actually a group of friends who all know each other in real life. They're 20-something people who live in central Russia, but that's all we know at the moment. Because the investigation's ongoing, we don't know exactly where they are or who they are.
The Times reports these 20-somethings are essentially sitting on all of this login data. It's something we've seen before, for example, with the Target breach. What's the value in that? Isn't the point of stealing something using that to make money?
Well, they have been using it on a small scale. They've been working with people who have been using that information, who have contracted with them to use that information to sort of spam Twitter accounts. It's more likely that they're sitting on it just waiting for the right buyer to go sort of to take it all in bulk and spend a lot of money to actually buy the 1.2 billion credentials they have.
Every few months, we hear of a new cyber hack or security breach. Are businesses not getting this right, neglecting what they should be doing to protect themselves and, more important, their customers?
One thing I've noticed about this particular one is that we haven't heard it associated with any of the huge, huge companies that you've heard about in the past. In the case of Target, it would have been very hard to – there was one central location where credit cards were being skimmed. In this case, this information was allegedly collected over 420,000 websites. So there's a good chance that a lot of the big companies actually have beefed up their security, and it's a lot of smaller sites where they collected some of this information.
You mentioned smaller sites. I'm wondering how scared we should be from these big data breaches, or should we really be more scared of the guy at the local coffee shop with the $45 skimming device? I personally have had in the past 4 months about as many security breaches, a credit card stolen, that data information, and I have reason to believe it comes from visiting a local coffee shop and somebody just skimming that information. So where's the fear? Should I fear the hackers in Russia or the guy at the coffee shop with the skimming device?
Well, I don't advocate panic in any situation, but I do think that if there are people who are working on a much smaller scale, the chances of your information being utilized if they capture it is much higher. With 1.2 billion records, the chances that someone is going to try and perpetrate some kind of identity theft become, you know, you become a needle in a very, very, very large haystack.
Should we all be changing our behavior?
I think that the best thing to do is just sort of be diligent. With paperless billing and things like that, it becomes very easy to not pay attention to what your credit card bill says every month. That's a good thing to check. One thing that security people advocate every time something like this happens is to use a password generating program like LastPass or 1Password. And what that does is it just allows you at your computer to use 1Password, and it will generate for you very complex passwords that are all different for every site. And you can automatically change them or update them on a schedule, and that allows you to do it to be much more secure.
Alex Goldman is a producer for WNYC's On the Media and co-host of the podcast TLDR. Thanks so much, Alex.
Thank you, Amy.